Patrick.com. This segment brought to you by Patrick Eads and the staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike Zekeys for Cars. GT Carr and his crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits, Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Ox Yoke Inn and the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter and from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good Monday morning, boys.
Good morning. So last week before the first week.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can, fellas.
The last, I like that. The last week before the first week.
I mean, your guys' life doesn't really change work-wise because of the start of the football season.
No, that's true. It really does.
Mine does, though. I'm thinking about myself right now.
And it's the first day of school for the kids, and that doesn't matter anymore.
No, I hated the first day of school. Throughout school, I hated the first day of school. Most kids loved it. I did. I'm just being honest.
I didn't want to go back to school. Until high school. I didn't look forward to going to high school.
I didn't like it in high school either.
No, not at all.
School sucks.
I got a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach before each first
day. I just didn't want to
first
go. I didn't want to go. I mean, it's like six. It's your whole day. I mean, school got in the way of a lot of things. You know, it really did. Think about it. You're there from 8 to 3:34, and if you play sports, you're there till 6 or 7. I spent 12 hours at school.
I got off at 2.
I'm sort of kidding.
Sort of kidding.
But there's some truth there. Nobody likes to end a summer vacation's over. I'm so happy. I mean, tough transition.
I'm old enough to remember when
school started in September, and you guys are too. Remember, school would start after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's getting earlier and earlier.
When I first came to Iowa in 67, school started on September the 20th.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
For university, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but regular school would start after Labor Day weekend, wouldn't it?
Yeah, isn't that regular school.
Yeah, it's like September 5th or 6th. Yeah. But now what's today, August 24th, 2 days after my birthday.
Yeah.
And the kids.
Happy birthday.
I've been 63 for 2 days now.
Yeah.
And I feel different?
Not really.
You look older.
Do I? Thank you. I appreciate that. Than I did Saturday?
Yeah.
I
just way different.
Actually, Saturday, I will hear shortly because I got to get a haircut this week. I don't want to.
I have one scheduled.
I thought your hair looked pretty good, actually. I was just looking at your hair and I thought.
It's getting pretty long.
That's an attractive man.
I have mine scheduled for today, but I left my phone at home, so I can't remember what time it is.
Captain's kind of creeping me out over there. But no, I do got to get the haircut sometime this week. I'm waiting for a coupon from Great Clips. I let the last one expire, so I'm hoping to get one. It's a good coupon. The haircut goes from like 18 to like 9, you know. Then I give them a bigger tip, of course, but I'll get one. I just find, because next week everything starts and you're a lot busier and what have you. I mean, it's less than 2 weeks till the season opener, and I just saw LSU's adding a tight end from the NFL. I mean, I can't believe I just said that, and it's true. You know, I mean, it's just.
It's absurd.
But it's where we are. A judge has ruled the NCAA's helpless, and I just feel bad for the guys who maybe thought they were going to be the starting tight end for LSU, and now all of a sudden a guy who apparently can't make it right now in the NFL, right? That's why.
Mm-hmm.
He just tried out for an NFL.
Yeah.
And they were going to. So he's coming back to college and he still can. It's just crazy.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to give you up on the other end of the thing for school.
Okay.
I was a teacher for 38 years, and I didn't care for the very first day of school.
There you go.
I thought I'd let you know the other end.
Well, I'm glad to know I was not alone there in my misery. But no, there was a lot of good about school.
I usually started out saying to the kids, well, You know, in this room, it's going to be dictatorship, and it's not benevolent.
There you go. There you go.
Crack it down.
Yep. There you go. Don't let them get by with anything.
No. Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Karen.
Karen, cracking the whip.
Yeah.
I bet she was a good teacher.
I'll bet she was, too.
I've heard from people that she taught, and they said she was a really good teacher.
Yeah. I heard that about Tim Dwight's dad, Tim Dwight Sr.
Mm-hmm.
He taught at City High, and he was a really good – I never had him. But everyone who had him, oh, man, he was so into history just like he was sports and everything else. And I've gotten to be pretty good friends with Tim's dad. And but, yeah, that's – he says that's the ultimate compliment you can get as a teacher is when your former students praise you. I asked him one time, he goes, I wasn't easy, but I think that's part of what the students respected. He made you work, but he made it fun. I had teachers like that who, you know, I remember I had one of my favorite teachers was a guy named T.K. Lynn, my freshman year at Drake. He taught Far Eastern history. And I liked the way he tested. His tests were always 5 essay questions, not true, false, 5 essays. And it just was an interesting course. And listening to him talk about Chiang Kai-shek and all this stuff. Yeah. And he was just really good at it. And it worked for me. That was my freshman. I remember I got an A in that class. And I thought it was easy because I was engaged with it. You know, yeah. I was interested in what he was talking about. It was weird.
My wife got the biggest compliment. This guy comes up to her and said, remember me? And she goes, yes. And she said, I used to love getting in trouble and coming to your office because she was a guidance counselor.
I'm going to one-up you on your wife.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention his name. Kid I knew. He went to Muscatine. And when he found out my connection, his wife, she was. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I was a big stoner and getting in trouble all the time, and she was just kind of a pain in the ass for guys like me. But he meant that as a compliment.
Yeah.
He said, he goes, you know, she always made, you know, all this crap about accountability and growing up. And it was pretty funny. I'm not going to mention his name, but he just said, he goes, you know, the Gestapo, they were always, you know, if we wanted to go out and smoke pot in the parking lot, they wouldn't let us, you know, or they'd tell us why it was wrong. And it was just funny listening to him sarcastically talk about when he knew that you were Jan's husband.
That's great.
He thought that was pretty funny.
Hello.
Yeah, I got lucky first year freshman school. I signed up for classes late, so I ended up with like a first hour study hall, which helped when you're going to school late. But anyway, the seventh hour, a PE class, because the coach, you're going out to help the coach. You know, you're really not going to the class and stuff. But then, like, the second semester, I signed up, and then I dropped. I was going to change classes, and I dropped, but I never turned the paperwork in. So I never had to even come to school until second hour. And so then I did that through the 3 periods of lunch hour.
You're beating the system.
It worked all through high school. I couldn't even tell my friends what I was doing.
Wow.
Because as long as I told my parents, I told them, never call the school looking for me. As long as nobody's looking for me, they don't know I'm there. And
wow.
Then even my senior, I changed schools in my senior year in high school. I was in another school. And people thought I dropped out of school because I only went to one class the second semester.
Wow.
And I came to school. I had to park my car away from the school so they wouldn't see my car leave, you know, coming and leaving and stuff. But it was crazy. Loved high school.
So nice.
I love hearing. Yep. I'll let you go. And I just wouldn't share that. Bye.
That's the polar opposite of mine. See, I went to Dowling private. We couldn't leave campus. I had friends that went to public schools like Valley and Hoover. They'd talk about where you're going for lunch. That was a big thing when you were in high school and public school. You go and you could leave. We couldn't leave campus. Yeah. Once we were there for the, you couldn't campus.
The last year, it might have been the last 2 we could cross the road. McDonald's was right there.
So you could just leave school and go to McDonald's.
Yeah, to McDonald's.
That was a public school, right?
Yeah.
And did you leave?
So our senior year, we were able to leave. We had a friend who had a car. And we would eat probably 3 times a week. We would drive to the Pizza Hut in Coralville, and where they had dollar pizzas.
So you were not allowed to leave before, or you guys just weren't
allowed
in a position to leave?
We could go to like Burge Hall, which was right behind the school.
Okay,
we could do that. Well, you didn't really have time to do a whole lot. Yeah. unless you had a car and could drive somewhere.
I mean, where Dallium was located, there was a couple places you could have easily driven to and had, but you just could not leave campus. Once school started, you were there. And that,
we'd cross the road and go to McDonald's, and it was, and I mean, every...
Back then, McDonald's was relatively still new.
Yeah, and everybody, all the kids were smoking.
Yeah.
McDonald's was filled with smoke.
Those were.
But I don't want to give school a bad rep. There's a lot. I mean, but again, I just remember. Now, I will say I didn't mind summer. When summer started to suck is when my parents made me get a job going into the summer of my freshman year in high school. I had the days of just doing nothing but running around and playing sports and swimming and stuff during the summer were over my freshman. I had to get a full-time job. And so summers actually after that sort of sucked.
See, I actually liked when I got to be able to work because
it
made money.
I hated it.
I wanted the money.
I didn't like working. I wanted the money. I just didn't want to work for it.
I just wanted to do the radio. And my folks said, this is not going to amount to anything. You got to get. So I had one job at an A&W that lasted a day and one job bagging groceries that lasted a day. And then they gave up.
I mean, I was weak, too. I worked for my family. My sister's husband's family owned this big wholesale florist business. And I used to work in the warehouse and do during the summer. Me and his younger brother, who was a good friend of mine, we were part of a 3-person work staff that would do odd jobs during the summer. But it was every day from 7:30 to 4:30, and Monday through Friday. And it, you know, when you've never worked before, that was an eye opener to go from never having ever had a job. My dad didn't even like the way I mowed the yard, so he didn't even have me do stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you're working 8 hours. Although my brother-in-law said I never worked. You know, he said we were lazy. And
well, the one summer I had to work at the Lums, and, you know.
Yeah, so you kind of got eased into it. That was a family thing.
That was like, yeah, 10.
So was mine. It was just different.
10 to 5, and then I, you know.
Oh, that's a long shift.
Not 10 to 5, 10 to 2, and then I had to get in the car and run to Geneseo and work from 3 to, in the summer, like 8.
Oh, that's 9 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But I hated. You know,
but ours was an 8-hour day, and then we got the, you know, half an hour for lunch, and you had to clock in and clock out. It was my introduction to the working world. And no, here I am.
I liked the food at Lums. I didn't like working at Lums.
Food was great.
Every time you say it, I think of, what was the place? Mums here?
Well,
Mums
Saloon.
Yeah, Mums Saloon. Way different.
You used to get in fights there, didn't you?
I've never been in a fight in my life, except for one guy.
I'm getting you mixed up with other people.
Yeah, McCartney.
They got a, McCartney? Isn't that land still for sale, where Mums used to be, or did someone?
I don't know that it's for sale.
It was at one time.
It was.
They were going to develop it into a condo.
Yeah, but they ended up not doing
that. Are you surprised there's not, and maybe there's a reason for it that you guys know, that there's not more eating establishments on the water in this town?
I don't know.
I never thought of it.
I've wondered about that. I mean, not like it's, you know, it's not. There's parts of the river that maybe aren't the most beautiful, but it just seems like the other than IRP, what is on?
Dairy Queen,
Bobbers.
Dairy Queen, and that's not. I'm talking about like a sit down place where you could look out, you know. And try.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of land that.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind
I
of surprised.
Really thought about it.
I'm just surprised that that's, you know, that's what I liked about Mums. It was right on the river, not, you know, and people could actually go fight down by the river if they wanted.
It was falling into the river.
Was that part? You mean the building was? Was it?
I don't think the building was in good shape.
Okay. No. Oh no! I mean, my brother bartended there, so I was there a lot and played for their softball team.
We did
a
remote there. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird that there's not, you know, more by the water, and maybe there's a simple reason for it. I mean, ordinance. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
I don't know. Because in the Quad Cities, they took advantage of it.
Yeah, I know. That's the Mississippi.
Part of it is there's a lot of university land along the river.
That's just not being used or just...
Well, it's not.
They just own it and that's
yes,
just happening.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So yeah. That's part of it.
That probably would be part of it. But it would be neat to have a neat dining establishment where you could go and look over the water. That's just...
I know, Bobbers was pretty... I mean,
what's Bobbers? I've never...
It's out at the... Corvo Reservoir, isn't it?
Reservoir.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they get good food and stuff. We used to go.
I've been there. I'm just talking more about just right here in Iowa City, you know. And as far as the peninsula, can you not build anything on there? And
I don't think you. No, they can.
Because
that's all. pretty much taken.
And who owns the peninsula? State. Who owns that land? Do you guys know?
I have no idea.
I think the city.
The city does? Okay. Because I know you've got the dog park there. I used to walk Buddy over there a lot. We'd go from my house and cross over the, you know, the bridge. And it's neat over there. Yeah, we'd have fun going over there. But there used to be a dog park there. Is there still?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. It's the really good dog park.
Yeah, that's where I used to take. But Buddy wasn't big into dog parks, so he didn't seem like he really enjoyed them that much. So we went a few times. But, no, we used to like walking over there, though, crossing over the bridge and what have you. So, all right, on to the Hawks. But, yeah, here, I'm going to find. Let me find. This is, I just, it's so bizarre. And what's also strange is, like, nobody really seems that surprised by what's going on with college football right now. But, yeah, here it is. The Browns are waiving tight end DaQuan Wright, and if he clears waivers, he has an agreement in place for the 2026 season to play for LSU per agents Drew Rosenhaus and Kyle Lincoln. Wright is believed to be the first player who could play for an NFL team and then go back to play in college. I just never, ever thought we'd see this.
That's just ridiculous.
It is.
And I don't know, why are we seeing this?
Hello.
Hey, dudes.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know how long my lag is. How long has it been since you were talking about the dog park?
A few minutes.
Just like a minute?
A minute.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's the Dean Thornberry dog park.
Uh-huh.
Dean Thornberry was the dude who used to own the Burger Kings in town, and he coughed up six figures to see the dog park happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. And, Pat, the reason that IRP is the only restaurant on the river is exactly what Suter said. You've got university land, you've got railroads, utilities, city park, housing developments. There's no viable commercial.
Oh, no, I obviously that's that. Obviously the way. But there could have been at one point, but they chose not to do. I'm just surprised that over the history of this town, that was never more of a priority to put eating establishments by the waterway. That's just me. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm surprised by it.
Well, no, we just recently sold the Coldwell Banker building and the old Insurance Associates building on Sturgis. And yeah, in the 90s, my grandpa built those, but we never once thought about having a restaurant looking over the river because he would have looked out at City Carton and
Yes, some of the places don't have the best views. I will agree with that. Some of the places don't have the best views. Now, IRP has one because it's looking over the peninsula, and it's kind of a, you know.
And unfortunately, it's not a restaurant anymore.
Now, what is it right now?
Nothing.
But isn't it going to be a restaurant again at some point?
It's going to be a fabulous restaurant. Mark Kaufman is remodeling it, and it's going to be awesome.
What kind of restaurant?
It's going to be a high ticket. Kind of a steakhouse type of a deal, but I'm a little biased. I sold it, so.
Okay.
Oh, cool. All right. So is it going to be have steaks and stuff, or is it going to be, you know, frou-frou food with squiggles?
Mark's a good guy, grew up south of town here, and I think what he brings is going to be a very nice, approachable concept. It's not going to be too foo-foo, but
okay, good.
It'll be appropriate for the location.
How about divide it in half? Half Long John Silver's and half
Popeye's
chicken.
Are we talking steaks of $40 and $50, or are we talking steaks of $25?
When they want to promote the concept, I'll have him get a hold of you guys to do some advertising.
What about my idea, though, about half of it be a Kentucky Fried Chicken and half of it be a
Long John Silver's?
What do you think of that idea?
Well, you know, as a former Red Lobster employee, I'm not a Long John Silver's fan, but you would have liked what we called the Admiral's Feast.
Yeah.
It was nothing but fried food.
Oh, I've heard of that before. I like Long John Silver's when it's being consumed.
Are we talking about American beef or
Argentine?
Or Argentine beef?
I would have to imagine it would be the top notch grass fed locally sourced beef.
Yum.
Well, it's a great setup for a restaurant. Plenty of parking, great location, accessible, easy to access from the freeway. Yeah. It'll be nice to they do a Sunday brunch.
I have no idea, but I don't think that'll We'll see, you know.
I loved IRP Sunday brunch.
I got to tell you, the inside of that building, when they tore out all the walls and you could see four stories up, that the inside of that building was incredible to see. Mm-hmm. It was just magnificent.
No, it's a neat building. It's a, like I said, it's a neat setup.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how much money it would cost to refurbish that place, you know, to change it
up. Oh, I can imagine, and it's pretty high.
How about air conditioning and heat?
Yeah. We had a local investment group that we were prepared to move forward, and it was upwards of $9 million for renovations. And, you know, there were some historic tax credits and things like that, but... yeah, they'll have easily spent over $10 million renovating it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was 12 or, you know. Plus, then you got to buy all the equipment and everything, and then you got to buy all the tables and chairs. So,
well, I hope it's worth it to them, because that's a big investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was an athletic trainer for the Hawkeyes, and then he started a company. Called Athletico.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say they had like 800 locations when he sold it.
Then I'm guessing he
did. So he did all right.
I've heard of Athletico. Who are we talking about?
So his name is Mark Kaufman, and I will tell you, he is one of the most genuine, like super nice, average, normal people in the upper echelon.
Well, cool.
Other than the fact that he's loaded.
Very down-to-earth guy.
And loaded.
Well, I look forward to eating at his restaurant.
Yeah, good for him, the American dream. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I can afford it.
I'll see what we can do to get you guys in there for a sneak peek.
Okay.
That'd be great. So is any idea when they'll be ready for business? Sometime middle of next year, maybe?
I'd say about 370 days from now. Sounds about right.
Okay.
All right. Get ready for next football season.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's got Hunter Remote written.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Doesn't it, Hunter Remote?
I want to eat there.
All right. Well, you and I, we'll go have lunch there, Suter.
Sounds good, dude.
Bye. Speaking of steak, I've had steak the last 2 days. Hy-Vee's got the 8 and 5 ounces on sale right now for $5.99 and $3.99. That's a good deal.
Ooh, $3.99?
They were good cuts, too. The 8 ounces were good. I had them less, so I've had steak 2 nights in a row. At a relatively cheap price.
And
the weather's just been beautiful to barbecue. I mean, it's just been, these last couple of days have been as good as it can get weather-wise. But this situation with these guys coming from the NFL, I mean, now.
That just doesn't.
You know it's going to, the NBA, I mean, they were talking about that happening. But this is as direct as I've seen anything. There's talk about guys who didn't make NBA rosters who were playing in the G League and what have you, but this is just...
I'll bet somebody, some judge stops it.
Well,
the reason it's even
happening is because of some judge.
Yes, I know.
I know, but we got to get to the point, we got to get beyond this point where judges are making these rulings.
Agreed.
And one person can make a ruling, then be overruled by one person. There has to be a governing body. Where is the NCAA? I mean,
they're just nowhere.
Useless.
There's no reason.
Useless. I mean, if this is when the NCAA should be asserting its authority and what have you, and it's just not.
Hello.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Good stories today. Who was that last guy that called? Sounded like a billionaire.
He is. Iowa City's only billionaire. Yep.
I got him on my lawn and chop weeds.
As Ryan O'Leary was who was we just talked to.
Good weather to do it in.
And Ryan, just clicked over to billionaire status.
Yes. He's a billionaire now. Multi-billionaire.
Drives a gold Cadillac.
Yep.
Yeah, smokes.
Oh yeah, they're screaming cigars. Be careful! The college kids are back.
Yep.
The kids are going to school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drive safely. Drive safe.
Well, thank you for the public service announcement, and we will.
Paul coming through with a little public service, Captain.
I like it.
You like that?
Pablo.
Pablo. Is that who we are now, Pablo?
We see.
New York.
I wouldn't use Pablo if I were you with ice around.
Maybe
time goes south. It's too damn cold out.
All right. Well, you've send us some smoke signals from down south, then, will you?
It's August.
But it's almost September.
Yep, it is.
Almost
season,
but not
quite.
Times
are changing. I'm ready for football.
Isn't this weekend? This weekend's ground zero, isn't it?
Yes,
there's
it is.
Multiple games this weekend.
Yeah, week zero.
Here we are.
Yeah, we got City High West High.
Is that this weekend?
It's Friday. Yeah,
Friday.
All right. Do you guys
you
like
betcha.
That being the first game
no.
of the season? I don't either.
I don't.
I don't want to. I'm bitching about everything, but no, I like it when they've had a few games under their belt. But it is what it is. Why did they move it to the start? Do we know the reason?
I don't know.
Okay. You know Paul? Pablo?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I want to go home.
No, God, it's only 9:30. We got another hour,
man. You got
man.
The controls there, friend.
Captain, we got another hour. We haven't even started grinding yet.
Molly had a good story the other day about Chicago.
Yeah, Molly has good stories.
Yeah.
What happened in Chicago?
Oh, just how she was on a tight schedule. She took the train... The train to Chicago, the bus to Chicago, and it got delayed, ran into some accidents and stuff. And she was going to the planetarium, I think it was, and she had a timed entry of 3:00, and she finally got there after, grabbing Ubers and stuff, finally got there with 3 minutes to spare.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, she expounded so much that day.
No, it was, she had a
my best,
tight schedule.
My best day. Chicago stories can't be told on the radio.
Ooh, me too.
What are some of those stories, Paul?
He doesn't want to know mine, Paul. He wants to know yours.
Yeah,
want
to know your stories.
I'm a private guy.
Yeah, that's why you call a radio show.
Yeah. What'd you do, Paul?
No, I got work to do.
Okay. Be careful. You got to mow your yard, right?
Chopping weeds.
Chopping weeds. All right. Well, be careful.
Is that a euphemism, Paul?
Butterflies are flocking.
What's that?
Butterflies are flocking. The geese, the snowbirds from Canada, they're probably smarter than us.
I'm
smarter than some of us.
Okay.
Okay.
You think you're smarter than a geese, Captain?
Or
goose?
A goose?
A goose? Or are you smarter than
Tell
geese?
Tell me a story, Cap.
Yeah. So.
What's some of your Chicago stories, Paul?
Start with the best ones.
Yeah.
The felonies.
Start with the felonies.
start with the felonies, and we'll get to the misdemeanors.
That's a good market for you.
Goodbye, Paul.
All right, see ya.
Right. Nice talking to you, Paul. Football's almost here.
Adios, Pablo.
That was Pablo.
It was. Gracias, Pablo.
He's going to be pulling weeds, he said.
Pulling weeds.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like fun, does it?
But no, the answer by Ryan O'Leary about the riverfront, that makes sense. And that's kind of what I assumed it was, because there's a lot of unattractive stuff right by the river. I mean, when you agree.
Well, that's true, too, yes.
And, and in fairness, you like the, what's when you're driving down Burlington, and you get to the bottom there, Burlington and Riverside, the big steam plant there. That's not the most
hydraulic
thing.
Slab.
The hydraulics, but there it is right by the river, and I get it. I mean, it's, but I figured that was the answer.
Well, of course, that's just to power things.
But yeah, but it sounds like the IRP or whatever it's, do we know what it's going to be called? Did he tell us what the
He didn't tell us.
Okay, that will be, and I'm sure it will, for their sake, I hope it does well, because they got, they got some bills to pay, it sounds like, or, try to make money off their investment.
Well, but we just discovered that Ryan's a billionaire.
Yes,
so,
multi-billionaire.
So, he can do it in a jump change.
Yep. I would have guessed about $5 million, but he said it's going to be upwards of 12. That's amazing how expensive stuff like that is, but... Yeah, just imagine.
I had a bathroom put in for $50,000.
So you're saying, though.
Doesn't surprise me.
Wasn't there an air conditioning unit already there? Because I remember being in there. The air conditioning worked fine when I was in there. Did that stuff all. So why does that have to be replaced if it was already there?
They're just redoing the whole thing.
But that doesn't mean they're getting new air conditioning. I mean, if there's already.
Maybe they just have to update things.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to be updated, but we don't know for sure if they had to rip the old out and put new in. But even without that. But yeah, like you brought up all the tables and the accessories and everything it takes to make a restaurant run. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling how expensive it is.
Yeah,
it's. But that'll be nice to get that open. I miss the IRP. I used to love to go there for Sunday brunch.
If it's.
Well, I like Flanagan's too.
If it's generally affordable.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, you know, I like Joseph's, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a regular at Joseph's because I can't afford it, you know, but it's great food. Yeah. I mean, every time I've eaten there, it's great food. But when you're spending $60 for a steak, it should be, and it is. I've never had bad food at Joseph's. And I've been there maybe 5-6 times in my life.
I have never been there.
You've been there, haven't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
And you've never had bad food there, have you?
No.
Yeah, if you're selling $60 bad steaks, you're not going to last.
Well, the food that Mondo runs at the reunion,
that food's fine.
Excellent.
I've never had bad food from there.
No.
Most of the restaurants I go to, I've never had bad food.
I love their shrimp and their spinach ravioli with shrimp. And it's, well, too bad.
Sushi. Yeah, that wouldn't work for me.
Oh, God, I love that.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's got some like cream sauce on it.
It's I love it.
Captain knows how to ruin a good buzz, doesn't he? Man,
I could.
We're talking steak and everything, and now you're talking about creamy shrimp.
Oh, it's great.
I think Ann would probably like that.
No, it used to be at Giovanni's.
Oh, I love Giovanni's.
I remember going there. It's the same recipe. What was the one the something bottle?
Brown Bottle.
That was here. That was one of the first restaurants I went to when I moved to Iowa City.
Well, I loved
it. And I think I may have done a job interview there.
Wasn't it didn't they have the Waterloo Brown Bottle?
Wasn't it the same ownership, wasn't it? Yeah, and they used to have a lake cabin near, I believe, where my family has.
We ate there on our way back from Mayo.
Maybe next door.
At the Brown Bottle.
I don't remember. Was it good food?
Oh, yeah.
And it just, why did it shut down?
I don't know.
Because wasn't it in a prime location downtown, right there off the Ped Mall, if I remember correctly?
The one in Waterloo, I just got spaghetti and meatballs, but it was really good.
That's what I remember getting at the Brown Bottle here.
So the Brown Bottle downtown, I'm not sure what it is now. Is that where the Target is?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
It's not a food place anymore.
I don't think so.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, one thing you know, you're going to have foot traffic no matter what you are.
Yeah.
It's going to be very accessible to the people that are down there all the time. So, but I still can't get over the fact that LSU is going to have an NFL tight end. And somebody asked me the other day if I thought Kirk would ever do this. I mean, you never say never, but I don't see, I mean, could you, this doesn't seem like something Kirk would be.
Well, you know.
But you just never say never. You just don't know what circumstances may be down the road.
Maybe if Kirk could get back somebody that.
Get Sam Laporta for one more year?
I mean, you know, I mean.
Sam Laporta decided, hey, I want to go back for my fifth year at Iowa.
Or maybe somebody that's in that class of 2022 who declared for the NFL and didn't make a roster. You know, I don't know.
Oh, it's so.
Well, you don't agree with that, do you?
No.
No, I just don't. Well, like right now, I don't think he's going to. I mean, the season's in less than. I've had people still ask me, do you think we add anyone from the NFL? I've had a couple. And I mean, the season starts in less than 2 weeks.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
On this topic, you know, Aaron Graves, if he doesn't make a team, would qualify.
Yeah, I know he would.
In 2022.
I know he would, yeah. And we. Because he only played 4 years here. He's got that fifth year coming to him. Now, Herkett doesn't apply, and Llewellyn redshirted too. But I saw Max Llewellyn playing pretty well for Miami. No, you're right, though, about Aaron Graves. I mean, he could technically come back, but he's still on the roster right now, right, if I'm not mistaken?
As far as I know. And don't we have a scholarship or a slot? Because the one guy that went to Western Iowa. So we do have one spot on their roster.
I mean, yeah, Terrence Smith is at Western Iowa right now. So, yeah, I mean, I guess you never say never. And someone with like Aaron Graves, he could step right back in because he's used to the system. He knows the culture. He knows everything. But again, I mean, I'm not for that. I just don't think that should be allowed to happen anywhere. And if I'm going to say it at other places, I need to be consistent and say the same thing about it if it's at Iowa. I'm just curious, caller, what are your thoughts? Do you think this should be allowed to happen, or do they need to get rid of this?
I don't know. I mean, we could use him. So
without question.
Not really, you know, on that D-line, but I'm really not in favor. favor of it. You move on. You move on. But
same way.
In this scenario, I would make an exception. I think.
Okay.
For Aaron Graves.
All right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, he's a fan. I get it. And they really could use, because, again, defensive line is one of my biggest concerns.
Okay, and as long as we're talking about this, and I think this is interesting, who is the least experienced team in the country as far as players coming back, amount of experience that they have?
What you mean experience at the power conference level?
Yes.
I mean, the least experience. Are you asking this because it's Iowa?
I'm asking this because it's Iowa.
Okay,
and
well,
that's not even close.
That doesn't really surprise me, though, because, like I said, they're having to replace almost all their defense. And most of the guys that they're getting are from, they didn't get hardly anybody from power conferences in the portal.
So, like, the top 10 teams in the country, the most experienced have, they average 410 to 520 career snaps per player.
At the power conference level.
Yes.
Yeah.
The teams at the bottom are around 270 to 300 per player. Iowa is at 222. So we are not only the least experienced, but by far the least experienced.
Yeah, and that doesn't really surprise me because, like I said, they added 16 players from the portal. And I think the defensive back from Ohio State, what's his name? Corey Hatted?
Yeah.
I think he's the only power conference guy they added. Also, all those other guys don't count. Like LJ Phillips has probably taken as many snaps or more snaps than hardly than most running backs.
Which
is
not at this level.
Which not at this level. So he doesn't count. So I get that thing, but that thing's also kind of misleading too because, I mean, there's a lot of guys, like I would say LJ Phillips, even though at a different level, is more experienced than a running back who's maybe carried the ball 150 or 60 times for Indiana. You know what I mean? But it depends on how you look at it. No, it's an interesting thing. But yeah, no, Iowa, they chose to go after FCS and mid-level guys. And I'm guessing partly out of you get what you can. I mean, if they would have wasted all their time going after former disgruntled 4 and 5 stars and competing, they wouldn't have gotten, and it would have cost so much more.
That's right.
They got what they could get. They got it within a certain price range. But again, this is where it's kind of like with their recruiting. I mean, the kind of guys they just got in the portal are very similar to the kind of guys they often recruit.
Well, that would be consistent with Kirk's philosophy.
Yes.
And
so, yeah, so that story, that doesn't really surprise. The fact that they are number one, I guess, would surprise. But no, if you would have told me, I would have easily said Iowa's got the, but they're replacing 9 key players on defense, including 8 full-time starters. And I'm guessing they're replacing those guys mostly with guys who haven't played much here. Or guys who haven't played at this level. Almost all of them are that.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, that's some. So that again, that's why I wrote I didn't mention it. Wasn't aware of that stat, but I wrote a column today. This just sort of feels like a season that could derail if certain things don't or do happen.
Key injuries.
Well, the schedule's weird. The schedule does them no. The non-conference schedule does them no. They go from being pampered to possibly pummeled in their first 6 games. Their non-conference schedule, Purdue is playing Wake Forest and Notre Dame in the non-conference schedule. I think Iowa's non-conference schedule, now it's not Iowa's fault that Iowa State's in transition and they may end up being way better than we think. Right now, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a typical Iowa State team that we're used to. So this non-conference schedule to me doesn't get Iowa ready other than it gets them 3 wins, lets them climb maybe into the teens ranking-wise, and then boom, they go from playing Northern Iowa at home to playing at Michigan a week later. And that's the concern I have. I just think the schedule, it's so top heavy to begin with in the conference play to where they could easily be 0-3 with no bad losses. I mean, they really could be. And if you're 0-3, you're out of the playoff, and then it's an interesting motivation for the rest of the season. I don't think it'll be a problem because, you know, it's still college football, whether you're in the playoff or not. But, this is a weird schedule.
No, it is. And, you get that gauntlet of the 3 really
right
good
after
teams.
Playing 3 teams. I mean, Northern Iowa and Northern Illinois have seen far better days.
Far.
Neither one. Or I think Northern Illinois is picked to finish last by Athlons in their new conference, the WAC. Northern Iowa, did they go like 4-8 last year?
Yeah, they were not.
They're not very good, I mean, right now. So, yeah, I'm not just saying it because they're playing those, but those teams are not as good as they usually are, and I think the same with Iowa State. So this non-conference schedule, to me, now the counter-argument to that, and that's what Jerry DiNardo was saying yesterday on the – he doesn't like Purdue's schedule. He's like, if you're a coach and you're trying to rebuild this program – you don't need to be playing Wake Forest and Notre Dame two out of your three. You're never going to get there. And that's kind of the Bob Cummings curse.
Exactly.
And I get what he's saying. So I would be stunned if Iowa's not 3-0. I just think they're going to be I've picked Iowa State to win that game plenty of times. I've been right a lot on it. I've been wrong a few times on it. But Iowa State's won three out of the last four. If this was Iowa State with Matt Campbell and Rocco Beck, I wouldn't be overly confident that Iowa was going to win, even though the game was here.
No, but you'd feel better because it's here.
I'd feel better because it was here, but Rocco Beck won here.
Yes.
But now that it's a completely different team, over 80% of the roster gutted, all the best players gone, I just don't see Iowa losing that game at home. So they'll be 3-0 going into that Michigan game, but will they really have beaten anyone good? No.
No. And now, talking about least experienced teams, Michigan is number four of least experience.
Okay.
So is that good news? Who knows?
It's hard to say.
Talented.
Well, yeah, they've got the number one running back recruit in the country that's joining them this year.
Yep.
Savion Hyder, I believe is his name. So he actually works against them in that story, but I've been reading where he's been the hit of preseason camp. They say the kid is phenomenal. So he doesn't count for them in that, and yet he could be one of their stars.
Could be one of the best
players. Along with the Jordan Marshall they already have. Michigan talent-wise is going to be fine. Do I think they are 11-1, 12-0? No, I don't. I think Michigan's more anywhere from 8-4 to 10-2 type team. And so we'll see. But for Iowa to have to play those three right out of the gate, that's just tough. I mean, it really is tough. Two of them on the road. It's about as tough as you can get for conference play.
Yes.
And the argument to counter what I'm saying would be, well, if you play a really tough non-conference schedule, then dive into that. Before you know it, you could be 2-4. Well, true. There is that. But I just think this schedule, it goes from being so manageable to just right out of the gate, boom, here they come.
And then you got Big Ten West after that.
Yeah, you got six games after that where all of them will be winnable. But you could be 3-3.
And you could be derailed, yeah.
Yeah, my guess is they will be 3-3. I don't think they're going to be 2-4. I think they'd, 4-2, I guess, if I'm picking 4-2, who would my pick be? I mean, the one home game is against Ohio State, who some are saying this could be the greatest offense they've ever had. Now, that's hype right now.
Against a young, inexperienced Iowa defense.
Scary. That Sayan completed almost 80% of his passes last year. And, of course, they lost Carnell Tate to the NFL, but they added the number one wide receiver recruit in the country, some 6'6 guy out of California. Chris Henry, I believe, is his name. And, of course, they have Jeremiah Smith. They've got two great
running backs. Unbelievable.
They're just loaded. And then Washington thinks they're going to have a good year this year. If the Washington game was here, I would probably be giving Iowa a slight edge. Because I remember 2 years ago, I thought Washington was going to come in and give them a real run, and Iowa controlled that game pretty much from the start. I think Washington's better now. I think they have a better quarterback. Back then, that quarterback was the transfer from Mississippi State. He was good. Was his name Rogers?
I think that's right.
But he wasn't a threat the way DeMond Williams is. DeMond Williams is a guy you watch, Tom. It's going to be 3rd and 9. They're going to end up doing a great job of covering the receivers, and he'll scramble for 11 and run out of bounds for a first down. That's what Antoine Randall did that, and I hate that more than Antoine Randall did that to Iowa for 2 years. Seneca Wallace, 3rd and 12, he runs for 13, makes four guys miss.
Dan Persa.
Brandon Kirsch, remember when he came in the Purdue game after Orton went out, and everyone was thinking after Orton goes down, oh, okay.
Got a shot.
Then Kirsch comes in, and he was more dangerous than Orton. So, should we take a break?
I think we should.
All right.
We'll be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember,
for a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, Find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Hawkeye fans, you love watching the black and gold. You know Hawkeye black and gold. As a Hawkeye fan, there are no better colors than the Hawkeye black and gold. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. When you're buying, selling, or refinancing your property, consider the green and white team, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years. And it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you. GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Hello, this is Bill Eichstring from the Oxyoke Inn inviting you to a place where you have your choice of four portion sizes. When you order our famous family style, you can take your leftovers home. You can make reservations online at oxyokeinn.com or by calling and speaking to a person at the Oxyoke. Compared to other places, our private banquet rooms are more affordable. But most important, our fresh food is prepared to order and our servers have a passion for serving you. At the Oxyoke Inn, we have been practicing since 1940. Go to oxyokeinn.com for serving hours, menus, reservations, specials, events, carryout orders, and gift cards. Oxyoke Inn, in the heart of Amana, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyoke Inn.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. 15,000 acres, that's how big the Hawk Fire in Nevada now is. And now,
officials saying the Hawk Fire may have been purposely set. An investigation is underway. Flames burning close to the city's densely populated foothills. Neighborhoods left looking apocalyptic. Buildings reduced to rubble.
Tons and tons of children.
Families filling up shelters. One little girl still wearing her cheerleading uniform.
Fire sweeping over our head, and so we're like, we got to get out of here.
Jason Davis telling us how he made it out.
ABC's Melissa Adon. President Trump on social media this morning announcing a new round of tariffs on Canadian cars and steel set to take effect January 1st. It comes amid an escalating trade war between the two countries, with Canada now vowing to retaliate after the U.S. imposed 50% tariffs this weekend. And new sanctions are coming towards Iran later this afternoon. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths.
Your home never looks so beautiful.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky across the area for your Monday afternoon with light southerly winds. Highs very pleasant in the lower 80s. Tonight stars a few clouds in lower 60s. On Tuesday, a mostly sunny sky and once again highs in the lower 80s. There will be more clouds in the way for Tuesday night with a chance of showers and storms after midnight. That's the forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. It's 69 at our studios.
From the Hertine and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ, Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
You know, I'm very thankful that we're on ABC News and they only do 2 minutes.
Yes.
Because it's the same crap every day.
It is.
What, the news?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
This on, this off, this on. It's just the same crap every day. I mean, it just...
Well, football will be a nice diversion.
Well, yes, it is.
High school and college and NFL, too. Watched a little bit of the Bears the other day.
Did you watch Caitlin last night?
I did watch Caitlin last night, pretty much from start to finish. I hadn't watched the previous two games, so I was kind of eager to see them last night. And I was saying that they needed to win that game.
Yeah, and they had lost, and boy did they.
They had lost two in a row against good teams, but still, I mean, if the Fever is good as we think they are, they need to start beating some of these good teams, or they're not going to win the NBA title, or NBA, WNBA title. Again, I think it's Minnesota's to lose.
I think probably.
I think Minnesota is clearly a step above everyone else right now. Last I looked, they were 31-7. You know, that's impressive.
Got it right here. I think 31-7.
I thought that's what it said. And I think the Fever are like, what are they now? Like 25-14?
25-14. The Lynx are 31-7.
That's impressive. And to think, guys, they did a lot of that without arguably their best player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, some will say that Olivia Miles is their best. I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm not ready to just push aside Nafisha Collier, who was arguably the best player in the league last year. Olivia Miles is really good. But Kayla McBride, they're just loaded.
They are.
What's the other one? Courtney Williams, is that her name?
Yes.
She's the one that the Fever couldn't guard. I mean, they're
loaded.
They're just loaded. They've got five or six players that any night can give you 20 to 25 points.
Yep.
Dallas is kind of the same way. That's my concern with the Fever. They don't have that. They've got three. And Aaliyah, she didn't play last night, just load management because she's still not 100%, I guess. But I loved Caitlin's answer. They're making such a – oh, God, you guys played back-to-back. Back-to-back days you played basketball. How did you survive? And she's like, guys, you suck it up. You emphasize the fun in it. It's basketball.
Put your uniform on and play.
It's not like they were climbing Mount Everest.
Stephanie White said she came to her before the game and said, this is going to be a great game today. I can feel
it. And it's not like, but coach, we played yesterday. I'm going to be so tired. How can we do it?
No, it's just.
No, this back-to-back coverage gets too much.
You know, I don't watch the 30 minutes before the game. It's just a waste.
I don't watch any of that stuff anymore.
They're a waste of time.
Especially now that Lee Corso's gone. I used to like to watch him put the hat on at the end, but it's, no.
No,
I don't watch that stuff either. But now, in fairness, at least the WNBA only does 30 minutes. Like college game day, aren't those 2 hours before? Don't they come on like at 9 and the game start at like 11?
Yeah.
2 hours of that nonsense. You know, Pat McAfee and Desmond Howard, and I just...
Iman's been on for a long time under different incarnations, but they never had the ratings they had.
I'm sure since they've got WNBA,
they've just been killing it, and they beat the networks a lot of Friday nights.
I'm guessing if the WNBA people have their way, it's the Lynx versus the Fever in the championship. I would think that's what they would want. Or Dallas. You'd want Dallas. You're going to want the...
Have Paige in there.
You're either going to want Caitlin or Paige and Kelsey, and then the best team. Now, of course, if you get Vegas again with Asia Wilson, but I think if you could get a Fever-Lynx championship matchup, I think, because they're both in separate... Oh, no, they don't do it that way.
They don't do it that way.
But if they could get them to meet in the championship, I think that would be great for the WNBA. And I think it would be – I would probably pick the Lynx to win it. What is the WNBA championship series? Is it five games?
Or is it seven?
I think
it's seven.
Seven? I would
the championship.
The other ones are five, right?
The, I think the first round one three. Is three.
Three, five, and then seven.
I believe that's right.
If I had to pick, if it was the Lynx fever, I'd probably pick the Lynx to win 4-2 if they played right now. But no, I think it would be great if they could get Caitlin in or Paige into the championship. Of course, I'd rather see the fever because that would be, I mean, their ratings if Caitlin was in the championship. Last year, she'd be unbelievable. Playing.
Well, Ion's usual season average of
this
viewership.
Year?
Yes, is 589,000 viewers.
Okay.
The fever in the Wings peaked at 2.2 million.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's four times.
When
so
you got Caitlin and Paige.
Broadcast outperformed the networks.
Yeah.
ABC, NBC.
Because that had a lot of draw. You had Caitlin yes. and Paige in that game. And yeah. That, I mean, they're probably the two most recognizable players in the league right yeah. now, wouldn't you say? Well, and Olivia Miles. I mean, Asia Wilson, she's been in the league so long, you almost kind of take her for granted. You know, but Olivia Miles, Caitlin, and Paige kind of represent this new wave of young players. Well, Caitlin's in her third year now, so I guess she's not really young anymore. But you know what I mean. It's yeah. just it's a kind of the next generation of stars who are taking the league to the next level. And speaking of stars, did you happen to watch the Davenport Little League team play yesterday in the Little League?
Hunter did.
I watched that thing almost from start to finish. Anthony Johnson Jr., left-hander, 5'9", 190 pounds. He struck out 15, hit a three-run homer that cleared the fence by like 20 feet. And then his catcher was left-handed, and he's the other star pitcher who the day before struck out 15. And then they have a pitch count. You can only throw 85 pitches. So Anthony Johnson had to leave the mound and moved over to first base with one batter left because he had hit his 85 pitch count. So then they brought another kid in to close the game out, and he ended up getting the last strikeout. So they struck out. They've struck out 31 batters in two games. Iowa, they might have the best team in the United States. I don't know because the team from Carrick, how is it? Carrick Howe? How do you pronounce it? Carousel, or is it Carrick? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. They're always really good. They're good. They got a team from South Korea. But no, this team from Davenport. I don't know which. Hunter, do you know which little league it is in Davenport? Oh,
he's elsewhere.
Elsewhere right now. I saw him.
They're all stars.
I know, but is it from one little league or from all over the city? Okay, because in our day, you got it from one. Your all-star team was one of their little league. I played for Beaverdale Little League, and that's where all of our all-stars were from Beaverdale Little League. Now, my 12-year-old year, 50 years ago this summer, Windsor Heights actually made it to the Little League World Series that year. I remember they had Bill Ebert. He was a star pitcher.
What if they try to recruit somebody from, like, the
NFL?
No, but
a judge is going to rule, like, a 15-year-old. Like, what was his name? Daniel Almonte? Wasn't he 14 when he dominated the Little League World Series?
Yeah.
And he later got discovered. But, yeah, no, it was neat watching Iowa. It was just neat watching Iowa. You know, they beat New Jersey, who was undefeated. They beat them 6-0. It was a thorough beating. And Davenport, I'm cheering for him.
Hello.
Yeah, you were talking about restaurants earlier. Pat, you remind me of, you seem more like a ground round guy.
I love the
ground round.
When the ground round was here, I love the ground round. It was one of my favorite spots. Great happy hour, good food. It's where the Staples is now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love ground round. Good, good one.
Yeah, so it just seems like this area misses, like, the old pub that serves domestics and has multiple games on at once. I mean, where do you go for that these days?
Anywhere.
It's all these fancy...
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's got 800 TVs.
Reunion.
Well, I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings, they have TVs. The Vine has TVs. I kind of get what he's saying, though. I mean... Now, Black Angel, how would you describe Black Angel, Tom? I mean,
they don't. They're not like that kind of place.
But they do have a TV. I mean, and
everybody's got a TV.
But I sort of see what
I'm talking multiple.
You're talking like mostly a sports bar. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, like Eggies or the Edge.
Is there something that you would define as a sports bar here in Iowa City? What's the closest?
The Vine.
Yeah, the Vine would be the closest.
The Iowa Athletic Club.
Reunion.
Reunion. No, they're all over the place.
Yeah, but I don't look at the Reunion as a sports club. I that's just me.
No.
I'm not.
Well, it's just
It's
got a ton of food and sports.
And
gigantic
huge TVs. Yeah.
Huge.
But to me, it seems more like a sit-down restaurant. But I guess it's just how you
Well, it is that, too.
I guess it just depends on how I see what this caller's saying, but But
yeah, a place you're going to sit down for 4 or 5 hours, they want to move you out of restaurants and, you know, where you can be a little more intimate, you know, and see multiple TVs.
Now, I will say Vine.
Mickey's.
Mickey's would be sort of that way. The Vine out there on, you know, on the strip there. They've got the restaurants, but don't they have kind of like a bar area where you
they
can
got
kind
a bar area
of where
and
you
a
can
restaurant,
kind of?
But there's TVs all over.
Yeah, there's TVs all over, but I think the bar area is where you can kind of maybe fester a little more or whatever. Or that's just from what I remember.
And Buffalo Wild Ring.
I mean, Wiggin Pin has TVs all. You know, there's TVs at Wiggin Pin. But again, I get what he's saying about just a quote unquote sports bar.
You just don't want to stay with your wife, do you?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. So, basically, like the old Flanagan's, you know, if they put like a little sports pub in there, like Flanagan's, that'd be an awesome thought for that.
Yeah, and a Flanagan's would be what I would have described as a sports bar.
I mean, Jethro's has got 800 TVs.
Yeah, Jethro's.
Have you been to Jethro's? I have not. I almost went there the other day. Have you been there, caller, to Jethro's?
Yeah, and I went to the one in Ankeny, or not Ankeny, but east of Des Moines multiple times.
I know what you're talking about.
I think it's fine, but the restaurants, they want you out of there. They want to serve you, get you in, and get you out.
That is true. Now, is Jethro's, are they all the exact same? Like the one near Des Moines is exactly like the one here? Do we know?
No, they're not exact. I don't believe
each one is unique.
In Des Moines, it seems like it's more open seating where... The one here is, you know, it's got booze and it's got the patio seating.
Okay.
It's a little bit different setup. Okay. I mean, it is food.
Everyone's told me it's good food.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call.
What about the one out towards the mall, the Blue?
Tavern Blue.
Tavern Blue. Is that a sports bar?
It's huge. It's kind of an all-purpose.
Yeah, but it's got a ton of TVs.
And they have bands. It's got a ton of TVs.
Okay, I've never been. It's massive.
I wasn't really following.
I sort of get what he's saying, but I get your confusion,
too. I was teasing about your wife.
Hopefully he realized that.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
But there are places downtown. I mean, Bo James is like that.
Yeah.
The brothers.
But see, I think of Bo James as more of a place you sit down, you eat, and then you leave.
There's a lot of people that hunker down there.
I mean, Shakespeare's.
Yeah, Shakespeare.
I mean, those people that belly up to that bar, they got TVs there, and there's people that belly up to that bar, and they fester
Two Dogs. They're all over.
Yeah, I wasn't following it.
No.
Two Dogs would sort of... I'm sort of following it, but the more places we unearth, I'm starting to drift a little bit away from his argument.
I mean, Blackstone's got a huge bar with tons of TVs,
and
they also have a restaurant area. A restaurant, yes. But you can go to the bar and have 100 beers, watch 100 games. They're all over the place.
They're all over. No.
Now, Fitzy's used to be a – would you have called Fitzy's a sports bar?
Until I got kicked out.
All right, but I knew that was going to be the first thing you said. But Fitzy's, to me, kind of was a sports bar.
Okay.
Like an Irish sports bar. And I will say, I know you guys had...
Yeah.
They had great food.
Yeah, they did.
They did have good pizza.
Their pizza was lights out, man.
But they didn't have... I mean, they didn't have the TV. They had... You know, we didn't have the flat screens.
Well, no, this was prior to, but they did have TVs because I used to watch
TVs,
a lot of sports
there.
Yeah,
they had TVs.
I used to sit at the end of the bar and watch a lot of sports
there. But it
wasn't
the same. I mean, now you got flat screens everywhere.
They had really good.
Well, University Club.
They have the biggest TV I've ever seen outside of Las Vegas.
It's ridiculous. It's too big. You can't concentrate. I mean, when they show a game on there, you find your head moving back
and
forth.
It's just huge.
You do.
Fitzy's had really good chicken wings, too. I used to love their food. And I used to live close enough because I used to rent out part of Gary's house. I used to walk down there for dinner lots of times right from Summit Street. But again,
Fitzy's was a good bar.
Even the Vine on Prentice Street has a ton of TVs.
Yeah.
That one that you're talking about, that kind of would be my definition of a sports bar. The smaller Vine.
Yeah.
And the other one, too. I'm trying. What is something that has sports bar in its title? A national restaurant chain that something sports bar. Can you think?
Well, Buffalo Wild, well, with a name in it.
Buffalo Wild Wings to me is a sports bar, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a sports bar. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're.
But there are some places that have the name literally sports bar in their title because they want you to think that's what it is and that's what they're trying to use to lure someone like the gentleman who had just talked. So, but no, it's a good discussion. But I'm, you know, there's so many places to eat in this town. I mean, there's good places, so many places to choose from.
What's the thing on the landing? Goddamn.
The Iowa Athletic Club.
Yeah, but there's another one with the brewery.
Is that Back Pocket Brewery?
No, they're gone.
They're gone? And is Vesta gone? Or no, what's the
Vesta's still there.
Okay. Vesta's there, but Vesta's...
I wouldn't call that as...
No, it's not.
No, that's not a sports bar. I just didn't know if it...
got limited hours. No.
Vesta does?
Yeah, it doesn't open until like, I don't know.
And then there used to be that, is it 30 Pop? Is
30
that's
Hop.
That's what 30, I was thinking.
30
Hop.
What did I call 30 Pop? It's like popcorn.
30 Hop's got a bunch.
It's still out there?
Yeah.
There also used to be a taco place right out there. Is it still there?
Fuzzy's.
Fuzzy's, is it still there? Fuzzy's Tacos?
I don't know.
Do you know Souter?
I don't know.
Because I went there a few times. I used to obviously go to the landing more when your station was out there.
So did I. I'd
have to drive out there. Yeah. But yeah, no, there's plenty of restaurants. And speaking of Blackstone, I got a $50 gift certificate I got to use there at some point.
Blackstone's good.
Yeah, it's good. I've always had good food at Blackstone. I mean, I rarely go to a place and have just... The last time I went to a place in Iowa City and had bad food was Sonic. It was so bad I couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
It was the hamburger. I remember throwing the hamburger away in the
trash. So did I.
I'm like, this is terrible.
You ate it, but you bitched about it.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, but you ate it.
And I...
Did I? Really?
Yeah, you ate... Well, I'm going
to... And guys, a hamburger is such an easy thing to make and make it
I don't know what
tasty.
They were making it on.
I mean, Hy-Vee takes their patties from their shelf, puts them on their grill out there, gives you a bun, and they taste great.
They're fantastic.
And you put a little cheese on it, they taste great.
I don't know what...
I don't know what they did.
I don't know. No. I mean, I'd see the cook out there chasing, you know, rabbits and stuff, but I don't know what they were.
But see, I never had any of their slushy drinks and all that stuff. Their tater tots weren't even good.
We got the tater tots and we got the hamburgers. They were open at 6 in the morning, remember? And they started serving hamburgers then.
At 6 in the morning?
Yeah, we thought, this is the greatest thing ever. 6 in the morning.
Who's we? Who are you talking about?
Was it you or was it
at Sonic?
I can't imagine Souter thinking burgers at 6 in the morning at Sonic is the greatest thing ever.
Must have been
Hunter? Lang?
Tommy Anthony. Who knows? I was working with somebody
who thought getting a hamburger at Sonic at 6 in the morning was the greatest thing ever.
I thought it was.
That's actually
so I got it.
This has actually turned into a sad story.
I thought it was.
Well, the person that was with you, did they enjoy their...
No.
No, but I mean...
We went there once.
Sonic, we were doing a remote at Town and Country.
Okay. That's where we got.
You didn't like your food, right?
Because I thought, well, it was the first day and... Maybe they didn't have things down, so then Souter and I got...
No, it was terrible.
And yet they still advertise nationally. I don't see it as much. Weren't they the two guys in the drive-thru?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, that one drove me nuts, but they spent tons on advertising. And
now they've got smash burgers.
And what's crazy, though, even their advertising showing their hamburgers now, they don't even look good on TV.
No, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't know how they survive. But their French fries, I just, their French fries aren't... Nothing was good.
No.
And that place is now a Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
Yeah, with a line every morning.
Yeah, actually, funny you say that. I was out near there the other day, and there was probably 15 cars waiting in line. Or that Starbucks over by Arby's.
Oh, Jesus,
God,
that's ridiculous.
I counted 17 one time in line. They're almost hindering traffic.
That's ridiculous. You know,
there were 17 cars waiting.
That's gas costs too much, but you'll spend for $8-$9
for some of that stuff, right?
or one of them is $11.
So just one cup of coffee is $11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is this?
Starbucks.
I suppose you can get a coffee drink.
So what if you go to Starbucks and just want a cup of coffee black?
He'll laugh at you.
$5 or $6.
$5 or $6.
Yeah. They will laugh at you. Get out of here.
But yeah, I'm amazed at the line that's there all the time.
$4 to $6.
All the time.
And I'm telling you, I get some of those frou-frou coffee drinks at McDonald's, I get the frappe, and I'm telling you, it's cheap. And
how much is it at
tastes
McDonald's?
Like
$5?
Better to me than Starbucks.
Frappe at McDonald's, like $5?
$5.
Okay.
But it's not small.
I mean, no, it isn't.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, no, it's, and I, it, to me, it tastes better than Starbucks, because my kid, Shane and Holly are kind of, I don't know.
Oh, Amy's into that. Yeah. Amy does those drinks. Yeah, she's more Scooters than Starbucks, but I mean
Scooters.
Yeah, they're.
There's one right across from the fire station.
Yeah.
There's over by the old Press Citizen.
And there's one across from the Drake campus.
Was that started by somebody here locally?
Don't know.
Isn't there one out in Coralville too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's.
I think there's like 3 or 4 here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think and whenever I drive by, there's.
Well, and there's one out by.
Tommy brought me one. A
from Scooters?
From there. Yeah, it was good.
One out by the Toyota of Iowa City.
Yep, that's right. I remember that one. Yeah, I've never been to a coffee. I mean, I don't drink coffee, so. I know I've been to a Starbucks.
Like coffee, but I like.
With sugar and cream. And,
sugar,
I mean, you're
cream
basically drinking
ice.
You're drinking dessert.
Yes.
You're taking coffee and turn it into something incredibly unhealthy.
Yes. Yeah,
but good.
Something that people seem to want.
Yeah. Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, without question.
Those places. Well, I'm drinking unhealthy all the time.
Like what? Oh, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Well, some would argue Diet Coke's better than drinking regular Coke. I mean, I guess you could argue back and forth. Like, I don't drink regular Mountain Dew anymore. I drink Diet Mountain Dew.
I don't like sugared pops.
Oh, I can't drink them anymore.
I don't think I can. Either.
I got a regular pop one time by mistake, and I took a sip of it. And I used to be just the opposite. The aftertaste in Diet Pop.
And you
pop,
almost gagged. All
gagged, that. But now there's no way I can. Regular pop's like drinking syrup now.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean,
like,
it really is.
I can't do it.
And there is a big difference in calories. So back to the Hawks.
Yeah.
Molly's here. She's ready to deliver.
Yeah.
She'll start spinning the tunes.
Thank God for that.
There you go. Trying to think. Oh, I heard you guys say soccer is 3-0-1, but aren't those exhibitions?
They lost.
I mean, Northwestern. That doesn't count. That was an exhibition.
Right.
That
they lost to was it Wake Forest? Last week, they did lose one.
Did that
one
count, though? Was it one?
Yes, it counted.
Okay, that one count. Okay, that's the one I think I posted that one. So you're counting all their matches that they've played when you say their record is 3-0-1.
I didn't
because I don't think they've already played. I don't think they've already played 4 official games. I have to go look. Now, they played yesterday and won. Was that one official?
Who did they play?
I don't know. I'm just listening to your guys' radio.
Yeah, I didn't hear
radio
it.
Coverage. So. I can't remember who they beat. I'll have to look because I don't always post exhibitions or, you know, but if it's a regular season, yeah, I want to get something up. But yeah, I heard they did. I don't know. What did they do against Northwestern on Saturday? I did not see that.
I didn't see either.
I didn't see. I really wasn't on the internet much.
I wasn't internet. Either.
And
I
that was an exhibition. Again, it doesn't count, but Northwestern is usually pretty good.
We were busy this weekend. Okay. I didn't do anything online.
Fuzzy's
hardly.
Closed a few years ago.
Who did?
Fuzzy's.
Okay. I used to go there. It was okay.
Yeah, I never ate there.
I mean, it's hard to screw up a good taco. And
it is.
They had good tacos. So I wonder what's there now. That was a nice big building.
I think they got another taco place, don't they?
I have no
Mexican
idea.
Place?
I seriously haven't.
I haven't been down there.
The only time I've been there was
Fry Fest.
Last time. Well, I haven't been there for that.
Well, since you guys left, the only time I've been there is Fry Fest.
Yeah, and I went to the hospital there for my infusions.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I remember helping my brother-in-law when he owned a granite company. We installed all the granite counters in the Marriott hotels. Yeah. Did that over about a 2 or 3 day period. That was a lot of work.
So there was a lot you could take for granite.
Well, that's what I told him he should name his business, but he didn't. He
Hello.
Didn't agree. Taken for granted.
Hey, guys, it's Greg in Chicago.
Hey, Greg.
Pat, I think it was Northwestern was field hockey exhibition.
Oh, am I getting the sports?
Okay.
I'm getting them mixed up because we've had a field hockey and a soccer player on as our last two guests.
Yeah,
so I'm getting
I listen. I only know from you guys because I listened to that interview. But yeah, that was an exhibition. All the soccer games have been real games. They play their exhibitions in the spring, I think.
Okay, right. I will make sure I get home and post the latest. Thanks for clearing that up. So then field hockey must start this week. I think everything pretty much starts this week, doesn't it?
So Iowa's at Iowa State soccer on Thursday.
That's big match there.
Volleyball is in West Point, New York.
That
field hockey is at the Big Ten ACC
Challenge.
Yeah,
so everything starts this week for everyone. Yeah. Now everything's official. So
Volleyball, yeah, it's West Point all week.
I haven't talked to Matt about a guest for Wednesday, but I'm sure we'll have one. I mean, we haven't had volleyball yet. But, yeah, no, fall sports is here. And when does school at Iowa start? Is it today or tomorrow?
I do not know.
Is it today?
It's today.
Okay, it is today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that means to stay away from that hill down by Memorial where you're, you know, Market Street, where you try. There's times where I've been stuck there for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, you can
be. The students aren't going to yield. They've got the right-of-way, and they're, you know, screw you guys. You know, you got to wait.
But I hate going down that hill in the winter sometimes.
I don't like going down it in the winter, but I don't like going by it when it's just thousands of students walking.
Yeah.
It just brings you to a halt.
It does.
And, you know, like Paul did say, be careful now, because it's different here when the students... Yeah. Driving in this town's a lot different when the school's in session.
Well, this was the first day of school here, right, for the public
yes,
schools.
For everybody.
So I started from my house. I went to First Avenue, and I said, I'm not going to go the normal way I go. I'm not going to go by Southeast, and I'm not going to go by Alexander. I'm not going to do it. So I said, I'm going to go the other way. So I went out, and there's road construction on Muscatine. So I have stopped there.
It's been very annoying.
And then I was there for probably 5 minutes. Then I
you
got
were at
out
the Muscatine
Scott,
one for five
did,
minutes?
I think so.
Wow.
Then I got to Scott Boulevard, got down to the highway, and there was a guy in front of me. I mean, there were probably 6 or 7 vehicles stopped there. The last guy, he would not go.
I've had that happen.
He wouldn't go. There were cars. He could have gone out, back, and he didn't go.
I've been stuck in that situation before.
I just wanted to kill him.
Today I happened to get it right away, but there's been times where, and there's also times where you'll have like 5 or 6 semis. All of a sudden you'll just be semis everywhere.
Hello?
You think they need a light there?
Well, sure, sometimes they do.
Sometimes. I don't think it's enough, though. Let's take this call.
Must not be.
Hello?
Hi. A couple things. I'm not sure if you guys mentioned this already, but tonight at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network, it's Football Camp Iowa.
Yes, it's the last one, I believe, too, the 24th. I think this is the last one.
A couple other things. You were talking about sports bars. Did you guys mention the sports column?
No.
But I don't think they're open.
Open.
They're not open.
They got shut down.
Oh.
They did?
Yeah.
So what's in that building?
But the airliner is open.
Yeah.
The airliner. Yeah. What's in the sports column?
Oh, okay. I have one more question. This is kind of a geeky thing. I started listening to you guys Friday, and Pat was talking about a pizza he got, and I never caught the name of the place he got it from.
Pizza Hut.
Could you...
Pizza Hut.
They had a number of specials, and one of the specials was a large 3 topping for $10. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
Where was it?
Pizza Hut. And I figured I would have to drive to get it, but they delivered it. Now, there was a $4.79 delivery charge, but still, a large 3 topping for $15, and you need to tip them. I tipped them. It was $20. I got 2 meals out of it, and it was a great deal. Yeah, it was Pizza Hut.
Very good. It just bugged me because I didn't hear where you got it from. Anyway,
all right.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
I don't know if this is...
I didn't know the sports column had shut down.
Well, I don't know which sports column this is. It says it's open from 6 till 2.
Okay. Joe's Place is full of TVs and hunkering down at the bar.
What about George's?
George's, yeah, absolutely. Although they don't have a great selection of TVs, I don't think.
But the sports column, isn't that right next door to the airliner?
No, that's you're thinking of
the Summit. Now, that's not a sports bar, is it?
Well, kind of.
Is it?
Okay, and evidently the sports column now has been serving also chicken strips with the pizza they get at the grocery store.
So they are open, though?
It says 6 till 2.
See, I thought it looked, every time I go by there, it looks like it's closed.
Is that 6 at night till 2 or 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not open at all during the day.
Well, maybe that's why it always looks closed when I go by it, because I'm there during the day.
Yeah, well,
that explains everything.
Now, what about the airliner? It's still...
Oh, yeah. The airliner's got great food.
I haven't been there for a long time, but I used to go there and eat their pizza a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
I remember when Randy was one of the owners.
Yeah, I had a burger there. Well, 3 years, but they've got good burgers.
I mean, the airliner is one of the places somebody who's going to do the Iowa City history, they're going to mention the Hamburg Inn and the airliner.
Well, that's where the airliner is where Kutcher got discovered.
Isn't that where the most people would probably mention something that's familiar with Iowa City restaurant-wise? Wouldn't they be the first two restaurants?
Hamburg Inn would be one of
them. And the airliner.
The airline, sure, for people that went to school here, for sure, and Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, the airline has been around here for how long?
Forever.
So, like, was it here in the 50s?
I can't speak to that. It was certainly here in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean,
if that guy wants a place where people go and stay there.
He looks like he wants a place where he can fester.
It's a neighborhood bar is what he's talking about.
He wants a place where he can fester.
You confess,
and you guys have been trying to
fester at the Deadwood.
You guys have been trying to disprove and dispel what he said ever since he called. Well, you're kicking him when he's down.
Hello.
You've proven your point. You disagree with him.
The airliner opened in 1944.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Okay, so it was here in the 50s.
My dad's senior year of high school. Yep. Wow.
Well, I remember going there when I was in school here.
Yeah.
I wonder why they named it the airliner. Do we know the history behind that?
No.
Maybe this guy's going to call back with the answer.
Hello.
You can go fester at the Hilltop for as long as you want.
Well, there's another one.
Yeah.
Hilltop would qualify as sort of a little sports bar, neighborhood sports bar. And they have good food.
I think Shakespeare's is a good example, too.
Yes.
And their food is really good.
And within walking distance. Oh, yeah. Everything I've had at Shakespeare's, their omelets are good. Their hash browns are good.
Flatbreads.
Flatbread. No, I mean, their burgers, everything's good.
Hello.
Did you get your airliner, why the airliner opened up question?
Not why it's called the airliner.
Okay. Because during World War II, that's where all the flight students that were studying at the University of Iowa, all the ones that were going to be volunteering to go to war with the United States Army, Air Corps, because they had Navy and Army here.
Okay.
And that's where they all partied. There's pictures of them actually in there in uniform drinking at the bar.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There you go.
And that's the reason why they called there.
All right, thank you. Thanks.
And then Evie probably trained him to fight.
I got sports columns open. The pizza and chicken strips joke was about the field house. I don't know.
The lines are a buzz.
Except for that one.
We're getting a lot of restaurants, a lot of free advertising, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we send them all a bill?
Yes. Hunter, send it out now. Email it.
Invoices.
Yeah. Okay, I think we'll wrap this up.
Think we've done enough?
Yeah, man, I didn't realize it was already 10:30.
All right, well.
Again, I assume we'll have a guest on Wednesday. I just haven't nailed that down yet, and I'll let you guys know.
And we will have a show Friday as well, even though that's when I'm going to Kansas City. But I'm going right after the show. So
the show must go on.
I thought you were going like Wednesday.
Okay. Well, you want me to?
No, I can't. So you're leaving on Friday and coming back on Sunday?
No, coming back, driving back on Monday.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Hey, I'm out in Colorado listening, but the Field Day is a sports bar.
Field Day, is that North Liberty?
Yeah, that's North Liberty.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and it's a brewery, too.
Okay.
Yep, it's a brewery and a sports bar. I mean, Field Day, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, all
right. Okay.
Yeah, thanks. And if you're talking that, then you've got your Grove.
Have you been to?
I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Have you been to Field Day?
Yes.
I never have. I never heard of it until just now.
We've got a, Wednesday we'll talk about where can you go and get
a pizza?
A pizza. What the hell?
Oh, leave the guy alone, man. No. Loyal caller. Just in a, ripping even it. If,
is there any place we could get a good taco?
Is he the same guy you insulted about his wife? Is this the same guy?
I was
that guy
teasing.
Deserves better.
I was
You're
teasing.
Still listening, caller. I'm on your side. These okay. guys are mean.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry. I'm sorry I came in.
All right. Molly Suter is next. Hawkfanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.